As we remember Hurricane Katrina 10 years later, we want to take a moment now to talk about the incredible journalism that was done during that storm. Journalists weren't just journalists. They became first responders in a way. The New Orleans Times-Picayune and the Sun-Herald in Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi were both awarded Pulitzer Prizes in 2006 for providing a lifeline for devastated readers. The national media got involved as well. Here's Anderson Cooper talking with former Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu on CNN days after the storm, and she asked him if he'd heard about a bill that was about to be signed.
Excuse me, Senator, I'm sorry for interrupting. I haven't heard that because for the last 4 days, I've been seeing dead bodies in the streets here in Mississippi, and to listen to politicians thanking each other and complimenting each other, it just, you know, it kind of cuts them the wrong way right now, because literally there was a body on the streets of this town yesterday being eaten by rats because this woman had been laying in the street for 48 hours, and there's not enough facilities to take her up. Do you get the anger that is out here?
Wow. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, you hear in that, you wonder how some of the journalists, TV, radio, print, were even able to get to these places where clearly the authorities were not.
Well, you know, these are for local reporters in particular, these are their homes. These are their families, neighbors, friends, loved ones. You know, I went down afterward to the Times-Picayune newsroom, and they showed me, you know, where the water was lapping up and surrounding their own building. You know, this was something that affected them directly. They went out in canoes. They fanned out. They some evacuated, some hunkered down, and they lived through this themselves. So it was emotional. I think your term first responders is very accurate. And, you know, national reporters went down, descended as well to try to help people make sense of this, you know, city that plays an outside importance in some ways in our nation's psyche.
And full disclosure, I, along with a former colleague, Susan Feeney, helped to organize some fundraisers for the journalists at the Times-Picayune whose homes were destroyed as they stayed in New Orleans to cover the storm. And it just struck me that without them, the government wouldn't even have known about what was going on in some areas.
Well, you know, people turned to the newspaper for information and trusted it in part because they had such conflicting, contradictory, and inflated accounts from public officials and authorities themselves. The Times-Picayune played an outsized role. It took them several days after the storm's really powerful hit on New Orleans knocked them out of publication, but they were posting things in kind of a fairly primitive blog form that we would now recognize as something of a Tumblr scroll, where each little update, each piece of information they would put up there, and it would just continue. You could keep finding it if you scrolled farther down. And they were providing a mix of news and reporting, but also public service where people could get food or supplies. Yeah. If somebody was missing a loved one and looking for them, they tried to post information there as well. In addition, on local radio, that the folks banded together in an impressive way to provide news and would corner public officials at this emergency operations center where they could just – they had a mic in a corner. They would take all these different people, whether they be sports anchors, gospel anchors.
Well, or the mayor. Or we've got a piece of tape here from local radio. This is from WWLAM 3 days after the storm, and Garland Robinette talking with Mayor Ray Nagin.
People are dying. They don't have homes. The city of New Orleans will never be the same.
We're both pretty speechless here.
Yeah, I don't know what's...
I gotta go.
Okay.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
Okay. Can we take a break?
David, as you hear the emotion in the voice there, does it change the way that something is covered when the journalists themselves end up being part of the story and showing their emotions? It certainly draws more attention.
Inescapably. That exchange is not being done for attention.
No, of course not. But it does bring more attention to the story when it does happen like that.
It's intimate. In some ways, it's reassuring to people to know that journalists are going through this with them. And it was heroic. This low wattage radio station brought in people from all these other stations to do this with them, well out of their expertise. They were using their broadcast knowledge and their just voice and their hearts to do this. I must say that the media on a national level also, Anderson Cooper, who we heard from, Brian Williams, then the chief anchor anchor for NBC, really, you know, brought out, you know, some say an advocacy voice, but emotions as well. The media also participated in disseminating a lot of myths, a lot of wrong information. And I think it's, you know, we're able to keep in our mind two thoughts at the same time, which is I think they actually performed in many ways admirably, trying to perform to serve information, particularly the local outfits working just beyond snapping point to do so. And at the same time, spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of third, fourth, fifth, six-hand reports, you know, notions that there were rapes of children in the convention center, never proven, never shown. That there was a claim, I think, in St. Bernard Parish, there were 300 bodies stacked up in a school there.
Right.
That turned not to be the case.
Well, things that you would probably hear in if this storm were to happen now, 10 years later, of course, it's a very different media landscape. And we've got Twitter, and there would be tweets that were correct about what's going on, and there would be tweets that were incorrect. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have to leave it there. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you so much.
You bet.